Less than 3 days until Valentine's Day, maybe not enough to compose a sonnet to your love, but can you manage 6 words? For a couple of years now, Smith Magazine has been collecting 6-word memoirs by writers famous and obscure. They joined us to talk about their first collection, Not Quite What I Was Planning, and now they're out with 6-word memoirs on love and heartbreak. So if you have a 6-word saga on either theme, our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org, or you can post your words and read others at our website. That's at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from our bureau in New York are editors Rachel Ferschleiser and Larry Smith. Nice to have you back on the program today.
Nice to be here.
Good to be here, Neil.
And we've gotten already a bunch of listeners emailing us in. This from Helena in Philadelphia. His eyes twinkle when we talk.
They'll come pouring in. When we put the challenge at Smith Magazine a couple years ago, we didn't know what would happen. But whether love, heartbreak, or any part of your life, people love to tell their story in 6 words is a really easy way to do it.
And it was interesting to me. We got a bunch of emails like that. Well, this one from Megan in Denver. Only Craigslist ad I ever answered. But there's lots on love. You'd expect that before Valentine's Day. We got a lot of these, too. This from Elias. Beth filled gaps. My wife disagreed.
Well, it's not all hearts and flowers and unicorns. You know, this book is 6-word memoirs on love and heartbreak. And certainly there are some very interesting ways people have managed to screw things up over the years.
One of the ones on that theme in the book, this from Christy Samus, met him online, blogged our divorce.
Technology has been a huge theme in this book. I found my ex-husband on Craigslist twice. Years of pillow talk, BlackBerry breakup. It's a really big part of how we conduct all of our lives, and I think especially romance.
When you guys were putting this together, was this a separate challenge to the readers of Smith Magazine, or were these just culled from all of the other 6-word memoirs that came in?
So many of the memoirs that came in when we first posted the challenge 3 years ago were about love and heartbreak. So we did do a separate section. What's your 6-word memoir on love and heartbreak? So it's a mix from both projects.
Don't trust a man who waxes. That from Noel Hancock in the book. And Lovesick, 1985, Suicide by Pop Rocks. I love that.
You know, we met that woman in a reading in San Francisco, and it's a great story. She fell in love with a boy in fifth grade, heard you could commit suicide by mixing Pop Rocks and Coke, and fortunately, it was a myth.
Fortunately, a myth. Now, all of this got started, I guess, with that famous line from Hemingway that we mentioned the first time you were on the program. What is it again?
Hemingway wrote a 6-word story, which was "For sale, baby shoes never worn."
And there is, as you suggested then, an entire novel behind those 6 words, as there is in some of these 6-word memoirs on love and heartbreak you have in the book. I like this one from Josh McHugh. She got back on the Vespa.
Tomorrow, maybe, I'll sell the ring. I'd love to know the whole story behind that.
This from Tricia in Bozeman, Montana. Joyous June wedding, then Prop 8.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Let's see if we can get some callers on the line. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. And let's see if we can start with, this is Jeff. Jeff with us from Superior in Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a horse that retired now that was highly touted to win the Triple Crown. And my memoir would be, coulda, shoulda, woulda won the Derby. point given. The horse, point given?
Point given, yes, absolutely. And I guess that's heartbreak of a sort.
Oh yeah, I was there. I lost $500 that day, but I won it back on the Preakness and the Belmont.
Well, congratulations there, but not quite the kind of heartbreak we're going for in this particular context.
Our heartbreak is more like, should have read the prenup agreement.
the medication made him feel numb from Tori Turner. There's so many of these that are so great. I'm just trying to turn all these the pages dog-eared here. I love this one from Donna Bumgarner. Tried men, tried women, like cats.
A lot of people have love for their pets. Love and heartbreak, I guess. Worried the dog liked him better, by Lindsay Ross.
And there's a lot of medication and sort of modern problems. Maybe it was the Paxil talking.
Let's go to Karen. Karen with us from Portland, Oregon.
Love on a plane, two kids is my 6-word story.
That's great. We also got one that was red eye, me window, him aisle, love. We're just coming back from 2 weeks on book tour. Nothing that exciting happened to us on airplanes.
Rarely does. Karen, is that a true story?
It sure is. We've been married for 20 years.
Congratulations. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's see if we can go to, this is Effie. Effie's calling from Philadelphia.
It's over unless you're monogamous.
That reminds me of one of my favorites from the book, Monogamous Meet at Sex Party. Marry.
There was also one from Esther Lobster Newberg, the famous agent. I'm trying to find it. You might
he
remember.
He told me he was single. That's heartbreaking, Esther.
Effie, thanks very much. As you're going through these, some of those famous writers, people like, well, Christopher Moore's in the book and various other people like that. Did you solicit those, these people you know sort of, or did those come in over the transom?
Our whole idea at SmithMag.net is to combine the professional and the amateur. Some did come over the transom. Mario Batali and Neil Labute are both fans of Smith. But in fact, some of our favorite writers and storytellers, like Daniel Handler, we did chase down. And Daniel told us our song, Pat Benatar's We Belong.
And Armistead Maupin, who is the author of the Tales of the City books,
yes,
tells us he still needs me at 64. We asked him for his memoir, and he wrote back that it was the easiest writing assignment he'd ever been given.
Let's see if we can go to Derek. Derek with us from Fort Mills in South Carolina.
Yes, sir. I have one. It's so good, so bad, so long.
There's a lot of regret in these six-word stories of love and heartbreak.
Derek, you're dining alone on Sunday?
Yes.
Have a good time anyway.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. This is from email from Mark in Orlando, Florida. Flirting, Orlando, love, Manhattan, heartbreak, Detroit. Sydney via email, wedding dress for sale, worn twice.
Images of Hemingway.
Images of Hemingway. That's very good, Sydney. A heron in Salt Lake, flowers fade, love should last longer.
In a perfect world.
This Cole in Cincinnati, Ohio, emails, college boys are really, really awful.
It helps to label the books.
Gary in Buffalo, dumped when mom died, I survived.
Oh, that's
tough. Boy, yeah. What's the one about cancer in here?
Well, we've got a couple, but if you want to go on the heartbreaking tip, we've got Michael Malice's, She Got Hodgkin's Lymphoma, I Bailed.
Ooh.
There's a Tolstoy line that all happy families have the same story and each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. And we really feel this in this book. We could have done a book of just happy love stories, but we decided that to reflect what came in at Smith, really, it's a lot of heartbreak in the book. But it's a fun book. Don't get me wrong.
Dozens of people have posted their six-word memoirs on our website. That's at npr.org/talk. Karen Allison wrote, Alone but Never Lonely, that's me. Beth C., He Lets Me Bogart the Computer. Carrie,
That's love.
Carrie should have considered nose hair trimmer. And Brandy, he didn't get on the plane.
Very Casablanca.
That's very Casablanca. Let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl calling from Cleveland.
Yes.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
It's weight gain, hair loss, we're even.
Ah, that's love.
It is.
Endurance is an expression of love, as Lee Woodruff told us.
Have a great Valentine's Day, Cheryl.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to Rob. Rob with us from St. Gabriel, Louisiana.
Yes, mine is, yes, dear, you're right, I'm sorry.
I repeat, endurance is an expression of love.
Yeah, I've used it as a philosophy in my marriage, and my wife's always been right. I've verified it with numerous women. They've all agreed. And it's a phrase that only men can say.
I'm not going to contradict you on that one.
Here's one, a regretful one from the other side of the equation, Rob. This is from Paula Edgar. He picked Jets over sex. Sigh.
Men talk much more about sports, wouldn't give up the remote, and technology, perhaps. But men also know to keep love enduring, you really do need to say you're sorry.
Rob, have a happy Valentine's Day.
Always do.
Bye-bye. Let's go now to Will. Will with us from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
How you doing? Mine is, we fight, we kiss, we love.
It's another one in the sustainability category.
You bet.
Here's another one from the book on the where's the story behind this one. This one from Martha Garvey. Teen homewrecker still miss his kid.
One of the things about traveling around the country is that we do get to hear some of these backstories, and they're amazing. We can find out the stories from people in person, but also you make up the story in your head. That's half the fun of the book.
It does provoke the imagination. It is really astonishing. Let's see if we can go now to Patrick. Patrick calling from Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, mine is My Friend Lester, His Loss.
Oh, there's a number in the book on that theme, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, so many things that sound so heartbreaking when you first hear about them, sometimes they're love for somebody else.
Patrick, thanks very much for the call.
Have a good one.
Sounds like you're going to have a good Valentine's Day. Why do I keep thinking it's Thanksgiving?
You can be grateful for the love that you have or the freedom you've encountered.
This from Ariel in Haley, Idaho. Almost gave up. There he was. Connie in Boise emails us, aren't we glad we didn't quit? This from Eric, confused, discovered boys, partied, settled down.
Tried men, tried women, like cats, Donna Bongjarner tells us.
And let's see if we can go to John in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, mine is Diamond Was Too Small, I Reenlisted.
Ooh, there's a story behind that.
People love to talk about rings. And three engagement rings, no wedding band.
And so the diamond was too small, and it cost you how many years in the military?
It's going to be probably another six.
Well, buy bigger next time.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, John, thanks very much. Bye-bye. This is Holly. Writes us, true love is peace of mind. I think a fair number on the philosophical point of view like that. Mm-hmm. This from Howard, single, then married, divorced, then single. We're talking about six-word memoirs of love and heartbreak by writers famous and obscure, edited by Smith Magazine. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's another email, this one from Dan. I love you isn't strong enough.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty good one.
It reminds me of, on the other side of the equation, he sees the me I don't.
He sees the me I don't. Let's see if we can go to Deirdre. Deirdre calling from Cornwall, Connecticut.
Hi, yeah. This is what's inside my wedding ring. I met my husband and married him 3 weeks later. A deep breath and a leap.
So you had that inscribed on the wedding ring before you'd ever heard of six-word memoirs.
That's right. Half of it is mine and half is in his.
And it does describe after being married after only 3 weeks knowing each
That's
other.
That's it, and it's been the best leap I ever did.
How long have you been married now?
18 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Loving it.
Bye-bye.
Six words really does seem to have a magic to it. Even if you didn't get it from Hemingway or from us, we find it all over the place, like inside her rings.
Let's go to Victor. Victor calling from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, hi. If you like numbers, one birthday, 25 years later.
One birthday, 25 years later.
Yes, I met my wife. I was born in Los Angeles. She was born in Normandy, France. We met, in Moscow, Russia. Turns out we're both born same day, month, and year. And April, we'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Victor, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's an improbable one.
Six-word kismet.
Kismet. This is from Mimi in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Two lives shared multiply each other. That's nice.
That reminds me of George Saunders, who writes, what once were two are one.
This from Ashley via email. Pregnant, he marries best friend's widow.
Wow.
We have another one like that. Girlfriend is pregnant, my husband said.
This from Madeline in Pocatello, found my ideal New Englander in Idaho.
Location, location, location.
Christian is with us, speaking of locations, in Birmingham, Alabama. Christian, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, Christian.
Well, she left me in the hospital.
Whoa.
Back to what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that's a true story, huh?
Oh, definitely.
And what was wrong?
I had broken my lower right leg in about 12 places. They said it was in about 12 pieces, I guess. Anyways, it was just too much for her, so she walked out.
Okay, well, I guess you got to find these things out sometime, but maybe not that time.
Yeah, well, it happens, but, you know, you move on.
All right, thanks very much.
These have
Thank
certainly
you.
Proven me wrong for all those times I go, ugh, men are horrible, because clearly we're equal opportunity offenders.
Oscar's on the line from Tucson, Arizona.
yes, it's, it'll be, it'll be.
Whoops, I think Oscar's...
Don't worry.
I'm sorry? Oh, go ahead, Oscar. We lost your signal there for a second.
Oh, yeah. Steve Perry of Journey just turned 60 in January 22nd, most famous rock ballad, I'll Be All Right Without You.
I'll Be All Right Without You. Yeah, okay. That, I guess it works to quote others, but that's nice, Oscar. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
This from the book from Julie Clam, excuse me, Hired Me, Fired Me, Married Me.
It's a whole story in six words. Those are some of our favorite.
Let's see if we can go now to Mary. Mary with us from Atwater, Minnesota.
Hi. Mine is I Went Crazy Twice, He Stayed.
That's a good one, Mary.
Thank you.
and he stayed for how long now?
We've been married. It'll be 10 years this August.
Well, congratulations and have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Let's see if we can get, let's go to Daryl. Daryl with us from Scottsdale, Arizona.
I've got two, but I'll give you just the one if you want.
Just the one.
What She Said Was Not True.
Oh. Daryl, we're not going to ask.
That's fine.
Okay. We're going to end, though, this email from Mike in Indianapolis. My memoir on love, good or bad, I had fun.
That's all you can ask, really.
That's all you can ask, really. Thank you both very much for being with us today. This has been fun.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Six-word memoirs on love and heartbreak by writers famous and obscure, edited by Smith Magazine. Our guests were Larry Smith and Rachel Firstslicer. They co-edited the book, and they joined us from our bureau in New York. You can post your own six-word memoirs and read samples from the book at npr.org/talk. Tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, a familiar name to most of you, will be joining us to talk about his trip to Iran for Morning Edition. So join us tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.